An admirer called and asked me for some advice. I told him, sure, just make sure you send me a tribute showing how much you appreciated my advice. And of course, he wanted to talk about his girlfriend. 2 years ago, he started dating this chickie, and within a month, he moved her into his house, which is absolutely gorgeous. What's interesting is that within those 2 years, they have not fucked once. Not once. And the reason she gives is because she's going through menopause. Now, she's 43 now, so that means she started when she was 41. That's not outside the realm. It happens. It's dependent on family history, of course. However, even when you're going through menopause, you still fuck. You fuck before, during, and after. So I'm a little not too clear as to why in 2 years she hasn't had the will to fuck him. And I told him just that. I said, look, it is unusual for anyone to have a girlfriend, and let's stop calling her a girlfriend, because when you're in your 40s and you have a woman who's in your bed, she's your lover because you should be fucking. You should be loving on her, and by that I do mean fucking. And I explained to him that they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. They're not in a relationship, despite what she says. That they're roommates with benefits, her benefits, because he pays for everything. He pays for all of her credit cards, all of her little tiny bills. He paid for her car. He even paid for that fucking dog that she walks around with in her purse. He pays for everything, and he doesn't get any pussy. I asked him, are you a fin sub? He said, no. Then I said, all right, then you're being punked. So, if you enjoy being punked, please continue. If you don't, then you need to pack up all of her shit, put it at the front of the door, and tell her that she has X number of days to get the fuck out of your house. If you don't do that, then you're going to continue to be her bitch. And if you're not a fin sub, I can only imagine that that is not a pleasant experience. I told him, I have to give her props though, because she has basically treated him like a bitch for the last 2 years, and he bought it hook, line, and sinker. Now, in his defense, he says he's in love with her, and I explained to him, it's okay. You can be in love with someone. However, if they do not reciprocate, that's not being in love. That's having a crush, and you need to understand the difference. Another thing. Let's say the two of you are in love with one another, and we've seen it in the movies and read it in books and seen it in real life. When individuals are first in a relationship, they have that warm puppy love. It's a biological response that you have with your love interests. We see that in the brain, all the biochemical synapses popping. However, it dissipates. It wanes. After 18 months, 3 years, and it changes into something else, which is why you always have to work on your relationships. My point is that you're in the honeymoon phase now. And if it's this bad now, imagine how bad it's going to be in a year or 5 years or 10 years down the road. Now your family, your friends, and I'm telling you, this is a bad situation. And you really need to come to grips with the fact that you are being taken advantage of. If that's something that you're into, God bless. Go forward. But if it's not, then stop the madness. And that's my advice to him. If you have something you'd like to discuss, feel free. You know what to do.